Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe, and this week we have a special message for you because we're going to highlight some of the prophecies that the Lord has given me since 2011, all of which give us a clearer description of the times and seasons in which we live. God is adamant. The works of men are over. The devil's time is rapidly approaching its end. It's my time, says God. This is my hour to showcase who I am in the lives of those whom I love. I will do great things on their behalf that will stun the world. Are you listening to this? For I am the great. I am great and have great things to give. If only they will listen and obey my voice. Yes, I will do this thing in the earth now, for it is my time to shine through my people. Let's get right into the message. It began with the War Journal in 2010, when I released that book in 2010. The Lord said, this coming move of God is his grand finale. This is the Holy Spirit speaking. This coming move of God is his grand finale before Jesus comes. Fire in the sky and earth, fireworks. It's the time of God's justice, good and bad, rewarded for their persistence. That was the very first prophetic word about the time and season we were approaching and that we were in. And that theme of grand finale, the Lord has had me mention, and he's spoken it over 55 times in 12 different books that I've published. So that word, and we shared that before, how he said this is his grand finale. And we talked about it. What does it mean for a grand finale? Think about it. A grand finale, you have all the evil and the good guys, they clash. And that's what we're going to see, a clashing. So it's not the end. It's just God's grand finale. As he said, he's written this whole script. He's put us in times and seasons that we're in for such a time as this. So it's not a time to run. It's a time to stand fast in what you've been taught and also to get in that word. Now, here's the most interesting thing. I was working on another project this weekend. As I said before, I kept hearing my spirit, my time, my time. I said, Lord, you told me that how many times? Well, I don't exactly have the number of times because I did a short survey. However, let me tell you, over the years, and you'll find this on the letstalkprophecies.com site, I have listed prophecies and their titles. Okay, so you can go in and look at some of these titles. I'll just look at some of them quickly. From 2011, it was the foundations are shaken. This is God speaking. He talked about his changing the world and his taking over. 2012, he talked about increase. 2013, the supernatural transformation within intense darkness. In 2014, he talked about open doors. He also talked about a spiritual dream team. 2015, he talked about the glory being revealed. 2016, he talked about total restoration. 2017, he talked about magnificent acceleration for the body of Christ. 2018, he talked about a great prosperity for the body of Christ. 2019, he talks about great possessions of all things promised for the body of Christ. And let's see, then he goes on to 2020, talking about that Almighty God will be glorified in 2020. Now, we know what happened in 2020, okay? But God indeed was glorified for those of us who heard the word and followed it. And 2021, he talked about extraordinary manifestations of his glory. 2022, he talked about his anointed, his promises for his anointed will be filled. In 2023, he talks about a resurgence of righteousness. In specific, he was talking about America. 2024, he talks about dreams fulfilled, and then he talks about there's more. 2025, he calls it the year of turmoil and triumphs. And last week, I think it was, he gave us a glimpse of what was going to be happening in 2026. We haven't published it yet, except for online here. He is talking about more turmoil because the fight's going to increase. So those are just some of the titles, and you can go on the site and you can actually read the actual prophecies in detail. But I did want to make sure I mentioned that to you. Now, let's get into the meat of this. Let's get into the meat. So, as I said, there was a theme. I kept hearing my time, my time. And one on the computer, I'm like, oh my goodness, how many times? It was going to be over 30 times that he said my time. Starting in 2016, he was talking about political bondage in the United States. He said, it is my time to bring them, talking about the people, up to where they always knew they belonged. And he said, beloved, it's not coming from politicians. It's coming from your Father in heaven who has loved you before the foundation of the world. Okay, so he's talking about then. Don't put your hope in politicians. He said, it's his time to bring forth what we deserve. Okay, again, that same year, he talked about the spirit of Pharaoh in America. And again, these prophecies are online as well. He talked about Pharaoh. He says his kingdom was arising in all power to elevate God's people to where he has called them to be. Okay, that's the same time. He talked about his blessing returning to the earth. 2017, talk about the magnificent acceleration for the body of Christ. He says, this is my time and my season in the earth. And he talks about his people. He's saying, you're a chosen generation to bring forth all his glory. Again, another prophecy. He said, it's my time, says God. It's my time to show the absolute splendor and majesty in my people. Wow. Again, 2018, he says another prophecy. He says, this is my time to express my love to the world that I created in love, to prove my love through my servants for all the goodness that I am and that I have. I am God, I fail not, nor do I waste words concerning my plan for the earth. It will come to pass as I have said, and without delay, I shall restore all things to this earth and in short order. I have said it, it is my will, and it shall be done in this, my final and greatest hour before my son returns, world without end, amen. Woo, that was, he gave that to me in 2018. And that was actually the prophecy for 2019 that I received in the fall, in September of 2018. Now, throughout 2019 and 20, again, he says, this is my time to express my love to the world that I created in love, to prove my love through my servants, again, for all the goodness that I am. And he said, he stressed it again. He said, it's promotion time for the kingdom of God. All right. Again, another time in 2020. This is my hour to showcase who I am in the lives of those whom I love. I will do great things on their behalf that will stun the world. Are you listening to this? For I am the great. I am great and have great things to give. If only they will listen and obey my voice. Yes, I will do this thing in the earth now, for it is my time to shine through my people. For yet darkness has a little time, but my glory has now arisen upon my people, and they shall glorify me now and forever, says Almighty God. Wow. Again, 2020. This is in the range of 2019, 2020. He says, the works of man has ended. It's my time, says God, to perform the greater works for my faithful servants in the earth. Oh, what a time it shall be. Righteousness shall flow from the hills to the valleys, peace like a river upon the earth. This is it. My time of jubilance as righteousness returns to the earth. It's my time to arise and shine, my people. Your day has come to be prospered in the earth. I'm going to stop right there. Woo! Just to read these words are building up my spirit. So I'm hoping that you, by hearing it, are sensing the same thing. So all the negative we're hearing, all the fighting, all the political stuff we're seeing in America and around the world, that's not it. That's the distraction. But what God is speaking through his prophetic words here is he's telling you what time it really is. And if the enemy can get you off his word, following something else, then none of this will be yours. But this is how we use prophetic words. God gives the words to the prophets for you to speak, for you to declare over your own life. Because I tell you what, I'm declaring my stuff. The personal stuff God gave me, the different visions and dreams for my life. Oh, I'm standing on that because that's how we do it. You bring forth with your mouth. What are you meditating in your heart? What are you speaking with your mouth? If we want what God has, we have to speak what God is speaking. Now, if you want what the enemy's going, dealing out, as you can see on the on social media, on media, go ahead, speak what they're speaking. You will have what you say. All right. Again, another word he gave in 2020. He's talking about glorifying his name in the earth through his children. He says, this is my time to purify the sons of Levi. He's talking about the church. My time to set them aside for this final season of earth's captivity to the evil one. I will sovereignly reign them free for the purpose of demonstrating to the world who I am, the healing balm in the land of the living. I will strengthen them in my power, and they will take healing and deliverance to the nations of the world. I will be glorified, says God. So again, he's saying it's his time to purify the sons. He's purifying. And how do you purify people? In God's kingdom, you've purified by fire. So that's what's going on. So a lot of distractions, a lot of stuff going on. And there's persecution coming. And it's coming for the purpose, hiya, bye, thank you, Lord, of getting his people purified. And he's reminding me something else he told me. that I wrote about, and I can't remember which book it was, but he talked about the pattern of behavior with God's people from the very beginning. He took me back to Moses. He actually took me back to Adam and Eve, how they didn't hear. They decided to do their own thing. Okay, and look what happened. The curse happened. Then the next generation, he talked about even with Noah's people, and that he saved Noah. His sons decided to do something different, and they're supposed to be starting a population of the world. What do? They plant themselves in a place. We're going to stay here, make our name great. Okay. God had to shake them up, send fire to get them to obey him. Then he said it happened again with this church, the first church. They were all hanging in Jerusalem. No, Jesus told them, you go into all the world and preach the gospel. But did they do it? No. What happened? Persecution came. It wasn't until Stephen was stoned that they were scared and they went and did it. And the Lord said, it's going to happen again. There's something coming that's going to make the church upset, what do you call it? Set up straight and fly right and go do what God says. It's going to be his purification, but it's going to be by fire. And he reminded me, it's always been that way throughout history. He's always had to use fire under his people to move them to the next level. So get ready. So when he's saying he's purifying his sons of Levi, that's what he means. So don't be afraid of all this negative stuff coming on. It's for a purpose, to sharpen you up, to do his will, as he said, and take the healing balm to the nations of the world. Again, he says, "For this is my time to shine through my people." Again, I say, he talks about his darkness has a little time, but his glory has risen. Okay, he's telling his people to look to him. Okay. 2021, 2022, the Lord again says the works of man have ended. He said that, I don't know how many times, meaning what man is doing doesn't count anymore. God is bringing it all down. But he said righteousness is returned. And then he says again, without a vision and plan from God, the people of earth will surely perish. But he wants you and me, the body, to bring the word to them so that we can help them live. And again, this was in 2022. He says, it's my time to put an end to the mayhem and wickedness. He's talking about things that are going on in the nation and the world. It's my time to display my power, my time, my appointed season for my justice. I'm the judge of the earth, and my courts have ruled against wickedness in favor of righteousness. It's my time to act with my righteous right hand and outstretched arm to deal with my enemies. Okay. And then he says again here, it's my time for justice, my grand finale, as I have said, before my son returns. Okay, and then here again, he says, he's talking to a covenant. This is a word of covenant to his covenant people in America. This is also in 2022. He says, it's my time to bless the land, talking about America and its people, with more than they could ever dream of or imagine. Stop. He's talking to America. Rebellious. We don't want a king, America. And yet the King of Kings is talking. So for the sake of the remnant he has in the land, here's what he said. It's my time to bless the land and its people more than they ever could imagine, dream or imagine. I, the Lord, will prosper you. I will protect and guide you, for it is my covenant, and I will uphold it all in this generation as a sign and wonder to the world that the kingdom of Almighty God has been restored in the earth. This is my plan from the beginning, and it shall be fulfilled in your eyes, says the true and living God. Beloved, evil seems to be increasing in our day. However, God gives us another perspective. His kingdom is rapidly moving upon the earth with power, and the devil is scrambling to keep his place. I heard the Lord say, it shall not be. Not only will his place be shaken, but it shall not remain in this earth, says God. It is my time to shake both the heavens and the earth. What will remain standing in my power and my grace will be my kingdom, standing alone, ruling and reigning in this earth. Watch. Watch me destroy the works of men before your face. Watch as I rescue my people from the hands of evil men, tyranny, and all manner of wickedness. Indeed, it is my time to express my love for my human creation, whom I love and have given my son for their prosperity for all eternity. And it shall be as I have purposed from before the beginning of time and the foundation of the world. I am God. I am earth's only true and remaining king, and will prove who I am to all of my subjects in the earth, world without end. Amen. What more can I say? The King of the universe has spoken. If you have enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on what God is doing in these final days before Jesus returns. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.